We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Well, now, if somebody had asked me where that was found in the Bible, I couldn't have told them. But the Spirit of God told me where it was found. I'd heard it and knew it was in there. You see, if faith's been done away with, for by grace are you saved through faith, not yourself, the gift of God. If faith's been done away with, then there is nobody saved. Then there is no church. Then there are no believers today. I saw that. I saw that plainly. Well, I didn't know what he was trying to get over to me, but I answered back and said, that's right, that's right. You're right, you're right. Faith hadn't been done away with. If faith's been done away with, then there is no church today. Then there is nobody saved. Then there are no Christians in the earth today.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, here's Brother Hagin with today's teaching.
So I got in the book. I couldn't read like I can now, but a little at the time and a little bit at the time. And I'd find some good promise or something that was promising, something that seemed to help me. And the devil would rise up and take it away from me, you see, because of my lack of knowledge of the rest of the book, you see. And the devil would remind me, bringing to my mind, what I'd heard preachers say, what I'd heard my own pastor say, what I'd heard friends say, what my own kinfolk said. Yeah, but healing's been done away with. Yes, they healed in the Old Testament. Healing was for them all right. And Jesus healed when he was here on the earth. And the apostles had that ability and power to heal the sick, to get the church started. But after the church got started, the last apostle died, then all that stopped. All that stopped. Healing's not for us today. Oh, those questionings. Those questionings in the nighttime when the lights are all out and everybody's in the bed and asleep and I'm left alone with my own thoughts, a 15-year-old, a 16-year-old, and I got to die. And I'd say to God many, many a time, dear God, oh, dear God, if I die now, I'm going to die having never really lived. I've never lived yet. I'd been afflicted all my life. Ever since the day I was born, for I was born with a deformed heart. I've never run and played like other little children. I've never jumped and laughed and been happy. People used to say when I was a little fella before I ever started. We didn't start school in my day till I was 7 years old. But 5 years old, 6 years old, sit around and listen to the old folks talk because, you see, I couldn't exert myself to get out and play like others and run. And people would say even back there then when I was only just a child, I believe that's the most sober and solemn child ever seen. He never laughs. He never smiles. What do I got to laugh about? What have I got to smile about? I've got nothing to look forward to but an early grave. But thank God for the light. 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 The entrance of His words giveth light. Hallelujah. So I'll never forget it. Never forget it. For you that hadn't heard it, I thought I'd tell you the little background so you could see it. And so there I was, November 1933. Well, actually, from August till November, I lay there waiting to die. Because, you see, my aunt's pastor had come, took my hand in his and patted my hand and said, just be patient, my boy. In a few more days, it'll all be over. Laid my hand down and left. And I waited September, October, November. I waited a few more days. It'll all be over. But thank God it wasn't over. Amen. So then I got back into the book. Well, I'd read through this fifth chapter of Mark. I'd read on over to the 11th chapter of Mark. Read that glorious text, Mark 11, 23 and 24. Praise God, which has been my theme all of these years. I preached on it so much some folks thought I wrote it, but I didn't. Praise God, I got it from Jesus. And so I was meditating on it. Is this really so? I mean, Mark 11, 24, what things have you desire when you pray, believe you'll receive them and you'll have them. Could you really do that? I desire a well body. I desire to be healed. Can I be? No, my mind said. Remember Dr. H said, Dr. C said, Dr. W said. They said, you know, it's not for us today. Healing's not for us. These were men who stood in the pulpit. And they said, it's not for us. It's not for us. Healing's been done away with. Don't you know? That verse won't work here because healing's been done away with. Now that just means what things ever you desire spiritually when you pray, believe you'll receive them. I don't mean physical things like healing or financial things or material things, just spiritual. See, some people want to spiritualize everything and spirit everything away. Amen, that's the truth. But I remember I was reading, and so I was meditating, thinking just the very thoughts that I'm saying to you, and in my mind receiving that kind of an answer, when on the inside of me, oh, glory to God, in my spirit, I heard these words. Oh, not in an audible voice, but I heard them nonetheless. Did you notice in the 5th chapter of Mark about the woman with the issue of blood that Jesus said her faith made her whole? And that so startled me that I said out loud, lying there on bed, no. No, I never noticed that. And I just got through reading it. See, we read so much and never notice. I never noticed that. So I turned the pages back, only 4 or 5 pages. Oh, I couldn't pick up the page like I can now and lift them and turn them. I only had partial use of my hands because of paralysis, but I was able at least to shove my hand across the page. It seemed like, I'm sure it didn't. But it seemed like it must have taken me 10 minutes to turn 5 pages. But I got back there and read that story again of the woman with the issue of blood. And I got to that 34th verse where Jesus said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. And with surprise, I remember I said right out loud there, right flat on my back in bed, well, it does say that. Yeah, it says that. Her faith made her whole. Her faith made her whole. And then that inward voice said, did you ever hear anybody say faith's been done away with? See, they said healing's been done away with. But what about faith? What about faith? Has faith been done away with? Well, I thought about it for a while. Then I said, no. I don't believe I ever heard anybody say faith's been done away with. And then I listened. It's amazing if you listen on the inside what all you'll hear. Get your mind quiet. No wonder the Bible said, be still and know that I'm God. You can't listen and do all the talking yourself. Prayer should not be a monologue. Prayer ought to be a dialogue. You talk to God and He talks to you. Amen. Can you say amen? Thank God He's still talking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I heard Him right this morning right over yonder by that chair while I was praying in tongues. I heard Him talking to my spirit. Well, I heard these words. Did you ever hear faith's been done away with? No, I never heard it. Never heard it. And then I heard these words. No, and you never will. For if faith has been done away with, then there is nobody saved today. Then there are no Christians. Then there is no church. For Ephesians 2:8 says, by grace are you saved through faith. Well, now if somebody had asked me where that was found in the Bible, I couldn't have told them. But the Spirit of God told me where it's found. I'd heard it and knew it was in there. You see, if faith's been done away with, for by grace are you saved through faith, not yourself, the gift of God. If faith's been done away with, then there is nobody saved. Then there is no church. Then there are no believers today. I saw that. I saw that plainly. Well, I didn't know what he was trying to get over to me, but I answered back and said, that's right, that's right. You're right, you're right. Faith hadn't been done away with. If faith's been done away with, then there is no church today. Then there is nobody saved. Then there are no Christians in the earth today. And then that inward voice said, if faith hasn't been done away with, and her faith made her whole, then your faith can make you whole. That's one of the greatest revelations I ever received. Simple? Yes. Yes, simple? Yes, but profound. One of the greatest revelations I ever received in my lifetime. I'll be eternally grateful. I'll shout throughout eternity. 10 million years from now, I'll be praising God for that revelation that came to a 16-year-old Baptist boy on the bed of sickness at 405 North College Street in the city of McKinney, Texas. Blessed be God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Well, from that moment on, I was like this woman here. She believed she would be healed. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. From that moment on, I started believing in November of 1933 that my faith could do it. I realized I don't need any more faith than what I got right now. Her faith made her whole. My faith can make me whole. Praise God. But I stayed in bed 9 more months. I stayed in bed 9 more months. Why did you stay in bed so long? Till August of 1934. Oh, it seems so foolish now. I couldn't figure out how to turn my faith loose. I couldn't figure out how to make it work for me. I couldn't figure out how to put it to work. You can say that, you know, you believe it all right and stay bound. And it's so simple till you wonder why you couldn't see it. But if you haven't been taught, you just can't see it. And then if you've been taught something else in the place of it, it's doubly hard to see it. Because what you've been taught in the place of it will rise up and face you, rob you if you'll let it. And so I couldn't figure out how, and yet there it was right in front of me all the time, to turn my faith loose.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Our offer this month, if you're wanting to learn more about God's healing power, actually in our offer we have Healing is Ours. It's 10 messages on healing by you, Craig, our dad, Kenneth W. Hagin, and our grandfather, Kenneth E. Hagin. And then also it includes Mrs. Hagin, our mom's CD of Do I Really Have to Forgive? And then my CD on Living in Continual Peace. That's a great package, a great offer for a gift of $35 or more that can be yours. So make sure and go to rhema.org and check it out.
It's not too late to come to Rhema Bible Training College for the fall semester, and or you can come in the spring. If you want to find more information about Rhema Bible Training College, you can go to rbtc.org. And if you want to apply, you can go /apply right there. But classes start the day after Labor Day is where registration starts. So, you know, time's running out. But you know what? Maybe God's calling you to come to Rhema Bible Training College, and it's a wonderful, wonderful place to be.
Yes, it is. If you want to check it out, rbtc.org.
To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his life-changing teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.